This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. The Centre and the Asian Development Bank yesterday signed a $98 million US loan to improve horticulture crop farmers' access to certified disease-free planting materials, which will boost their crops' yield quality and resilience to climate impacts. The signatories to the loan agreement for the Building India's Clean Plant Program were Joint Secretary in the Department of Economic Affairs, Juhi Mukherjee, and Officer in Charge of ADB's India Resident Mission, Kai Wei Yu. After signing the agreement, Ms. Mukherjee stated that the ADB funding will promote plant health that is vital for improving productivity of the farmers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met MPs, MLAs, ministers and party leaders at the state BJP headquarters at Bhubaneswar last evening on the first day of his three-day visit to Odisha. Mr. Modi spent about 2.5 hours at the party office, where he interacted with the MPs, MLAs, ministers and party leaders on different issues concerning the party and the newly formed BJP government in Odisha. Union ministers Jewel Oram, Dharmendra Pradhan, Ashwini Vaishnav, Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi and other senior leaders were also present during the meeting of the Prime Minister. Mr. Modi had dinner with the party leaders after the meeting. The Prime Minister is at Bhubaneswar to attend the Director Generals and Inspector Generals of Police Conference today and the day after. He is scheduled to return to Delhi on Sunday afternoon. President Draupadi Murmu's visit to the Central University of Tamil Nadu for the convocation ceremony has been cancelled due to weather conditions caused by Cyclone Fengal. The event will be presided over by the Chancellor of the University, Professor Govindarajan Padmanabhan. The government yesterday said that around 14 lakh Ayushman Vai Vandana cards have been created for senior citizens aged 70 years and above under Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana till the 25th of this month. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Pratap Rao Jadhav informed that the government has expanded ABPMJ to provide free treatment benefits of up to 5 lakh per year on a family basis to all senior citizens aged 70 years and above, irrespective of their socio-economic status. India is setting an example in sustainable development with the lowest per capita emissions among G20 nations. The country's per capita CO2 emissions stand at 1.776 million tons. In a social media post, Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal said that India is delivering on its commitment to sustainable growth. Australia, the United States and Saudi Arabia are among the countries with high CO2 emissions. Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha yesterday announced that the state government has identified 10 villages under the Rashtriya Gokul Mission to increase the cattle population in the state. Speaking at the Mukhyamantri Prani Palak Samman Nidhi event held at Pragna Bhavan in Agartala, CM Saha said the importance of the Animal Resources Development Department is immense. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also given special importance to animal husbandry, focusing on the overall welfare of farmers. The Tripura government is working in the direction indicated by the Prime Minister, he said. The department is also working on vaccination, treatment and disease prevention measures for animals and birds. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha yesterday terminated the services of 2 government employees for their terror links. The Lieutenant Governor has used powers under Article 311 2C of the Constitution to terminate the services of Zakir Abbas, a school teacher in Kishtwar district, and Abdul Rahman Naika, a pharmacist with the Health Department in Kulgam district. The fourth game of the FIDE Chess World Championship between D. Gukesh and Ding Liren finished in a draw in Singapore. Both players now have 2 points each. In Game 3, Gukesh managed to level the score at 1.5 to 1.5 by defeating Liren, who is defending his throne against the teenager from Chennai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.